promise.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P, the shows and those before they go pro. I'm your show host, Bo Marchante. As always, we appreciate you stopping by, bringing you the next generation of future NFL stars. With that said, we're going out to Glenville State. We're talking with their standout defensive back, Ramon Lee. Ramon, we appreciate you taking some time. How's the day treating you so far?
Everything's going good. Just got finished working out.
And is it surreal? You're working out as you prepare for your next job interview, and that's the NFL. I mean, talk a little bit about what it's like waking up every day training, knowing that the NFL is on the end of this journey.
It's a really exciting time, knowing that I'm really working towards something, that all the work I've put in is paying off, and I have an opportunity to play at the next level.
Nice. And for you, you're an NFL prospect, and that's, just to be considered that, you have to be pretty elite in just terms of what you do on the field. Playing at Glenville State, how do you kind of get the idea, the sense that, hey, this could become reality? I'm sure scouts popped on campus, maybe your coaches are telling you, hey, keep doing what you're doing. How does this kind of, come to fruition for you?
It all started once when I was a freshman, and once I got the recognition of D2 Freshman of the Year, a lot of guys were talking about me playing at the next level. I just worked hard, kept doing what I've been doing since I was younger, and kind of got the recognition. Then I had the breakout game this year when I was on SportsCenter. So it kind of all just coming together, and it's just amazing time.
Excellent stuff. So how do you get lost in the shuffle coming out of high school? Were you undersized? Did things not work out? Talk a little bit about, how you – obviously you have the skill set, so you got lost somewhere in transition.
Probably being undersized coming out. I had a lot of schools talking to me my junior year because of my numbers, but not putting on the weight my senior year kind of was a setback. So I just did what I did and went to Glenville State and tried to make the best of it.
No, you definitely made the best of it. Once again, the standout from Glenville State, Ramon Lee, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you can check it out at iTunes. Blog Talk Radio will also be featuring his draft bio page at collegetopro.com. And I know you guys are eager to see those as we rebuild the site. But we're close. The tech guys are really close to getting it fine-tuned, but that's for a topic for another day. I'm curious, what did you arrive at height? Height-wise, weight-wise, and what are you currently at now when you got to Glenville State?
When I got to Glenville State, I was probably about 5'10.5", 5'11", 160 maybe at the most, 161, 162. I was really, really little. And right now I'm standing about 6 feet, 180.
Nice, nice. So you've definitely added that NFL frame to you, and you're not the – kind of reminds me of Cortez Allen for the Steelers. He went to the Citadel, kind of the same thing. He left high school a little bit undersized, but then he developed into the guy that we see at the NFL level now. So, I think it's fair to say you are a big play guy. I think that's part of your repertoire, your arsenal, what you bring to the table. But, if you're in the film room with these scouts, what are they going to love about you? The technique, the qualities that you bring to that DB position, what makes you special?
Just my ability to make plays on the field, knowing the game, knowing what the person's going to do before they do it, and just my work ethic on the field and off the field and the weight room and film study.
Nice. Talk about that. I love when you guys say film study. Is there a specific play maybe that comes to mind where you spent all week studying your opponent, you're breaking down the film, Saturday rolls around, and lo and behold, the play that you saw on film begins to develop right there, and then you end up making a big play that maybe changes the game? Is there anything you could share with us that comes to mind like that?
Just knowing that each week certain opponents make changes, and they try to play off of what we're going to do. So I like to know exactly how they're going to play us. And I know if they do a certain thing and I do this, they may do that. So just knowing all the options on the field is great.
Excellent, excellent stuff. And for you, does anything go unnoticed? Sometimes the defensive scheme that you run, you weren't, you know, you're not afforded other opportunities to showcase other skills. I mean, is there anything out there that NFL scouts need to know about you that they've yet to find out that they will not see on film, that it's something you know you can do?
The biggest thing, I would just say my heart. A lot of people, you can't measure somebody's heart. And me playing on the field early, especially undersized, I have to have some heart out there competing with guys bigger than me, stronger than me. And I just, one thing you can't measure.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Ramon Lee here on the C2P talking some NFL draft. You know, looking at the guys at the next level, is there anyone that you make, you know, we're not saying you're better than at this point, but in terms of just comparing yourself, the style that you bring to the game, is there anybody at the next level that you like to pattern yourself after?
I all around, I like a lot of playmakers. I like guys that make plays on the field. So if you're talking defense, I like guys like Josh Norman that can take an interception back to the crib. If you're talking offense, I like a guy like Sammy Watkins that can take a slant 80 yards. Or we're talking running back. I like Todd Gurley, rookie year, what he did, all the explosive plays. So I just like guys that make plays.
Excellent stuff. And what's it? I mean, you could be teammates with these guys. You could be playing against these guys. I mean, what's that like just daydreaming that far known that you're so close to? I'm sure probably was what a childhood dream would be, to know that you could be lining up on Sammy Watkins.
Yeah, that's really exciting because these are guys that I watch all the time, especially growing up, and guys that I look up to and guys that I see what they do on the field and stuff they do off the field, especially with all the social media that's out now, being able to follow these guys on Instagram and Twitter and knowing how much work it really takes to get to the next level.
Excellent. And you mentioned it earlier, I mean, D2 Freshman of the Year, you also had the breakout game that brought the SportsCenter highlights. What was the game and what did you do on that game that, you know, brought you to the forefront to be on ESPN like that?
Oh, it was the second game of the season. We were playing against West Virginia Wesleyan, and they thought I broke the record for most rushing yards in the game, but I was a couple yards short. They had a holding call early in the game, so I ended up with 416 rushing yards, and I still made SportsCenter, so it was amazing.
And I mean, since you're a little kid, I mean, have you always been the, you know, that guy with the ball in your hands? That, I mean, if you're in Pop Warner, I mean, do you score a touchdown every time you touch the ball?
Yeah, I play running back, of course, but growing up little, I love playing defensive end. I just like making tackles younger. And growing up, I love watching like Julius Peppers and guys like that playing defensive end. So that's one position I always wanted to try to play, but I never had the size, of course, being so little. So I had to make plays at other positions as far as wide receiver, running back, or defensive back.
Dude, that's a great – I love that. That's excellent. I mean, we talk with so many guys, and, you know, that's fun to hear that you wanted to come off the edge and kind of just kind of terrorize kids at that young age. Probably find out where you get the heart of doing what you – go ahead.
Yeah, I almost took a year off of football just to get bigger to play defensive end, but I changed my mind. I didn't do it.
Oh, that's great, man. I'll definitely have to try to put that in the bio when we're doing the stuff. Oh, that's a great story. Once again, Ramon Lee, the standout, kind enough to join us here on the C2P, one of the top small school running backs, if you will, in the country, kind enough to join us here as we kind of go through the motions. You know, when you mention a guy like Todd Gurley, I mean, or any of these guys, I mean, is there anything similar, you know, anything similar when you see these guys that you see on the field, you're like, hey, I can do that, or, you know, things that, you know, you're not saying, again, you're not comparing yourself to, but just in terms of what some of these elite guys that we see in the NFL are some of the things that you may be able to do?
I think a big part of the NFL is knowing the timing of plays, like timing and vision, because at that level, everybody's fast, everybody's big, everybody's strong. So you got to know exactly what to do, when to do it. And watching guys such as like Todd Gurley or Le'Veon Bell, them having the vision to know when to cut back or follow their blocks to get to the next level, I didn't show that speed or that quickness that they have. So I think my vision and speed is things that I can compare to guys at the next level.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Ramon Lee, kind enough to join us talking some NFL draft. If you folks miss any of his interview in its entirety, you'd like to download it or listen to it at your leisure, you can check it out at iTunes, again, and Blog Talk Radio. And we'll also be posting, again, that draft bio page. It'll be what we like to say, your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know as a prospect for him as he moves forward in this path. And as you listeners know, we do pass this off to NFL scouts. So fans, media, and NFL scouts alike always like to delve in and kind of take a closer peek at the guests that we bring on the show. So, I mean, how much, I mean, pro days, I mean, what do you got coming up? I mean, what's the next time that you're going to kind of really have to kind of let it all loose and show somebody what you got?
Coming up is I have the regional combine March 5th.
Okay.
Up in Minnesota. So I'm just working towards that now, showing everybody what I can do and hopefully get invited to the Super Regional Combine in Arizona.
Yeah, that's definitely a great platform and a good opportunity to get those eyes on you. Are you training at school? Are you training at a special facility right now? Kind of talk about, you know,
yeah,
your daily grind.
I just graduated in December, so I'm done with school. So right now I'm training out at Columbia at Accelerate Your Game, and I'm lifting with Gibson Performance Training up in Maryland. So just those two I'm working with right now as far as working on my speed and my weight.
Nice. Have you seen a transformation in your body since you kind of, you know, I joke with a lot of guys, are you looking in the mirror a little bit more lately?
Yeah, a little bit more. Kind of getting my weight back. I lost a couple pounds during the season this year. So just getting my weight back on me and being able to run with weight on me. So, yeah, I'm
excellent.
A little bit more.
Excellent stuff. Well, before we let you go, and we appreciate you sharing your time with us. I know we tried to touch base last week, but we got miscommunicated somewhere, but that happens all the time. So it's no big deal, but I'm so glad we were able to reschedule and get you on this afternoon. I appreciate your time today. But with that said, we always like to throw a couple lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Now, if you could take out any female celebrity, which female celebrity are you going to take out for a quick bite to eat?
I would have to probably say Michelle Obama.
Nice.
I know a lot of people probably looking at me, why Michelle Obama? But you got to think, she's educated, she's beautiful, and she has a lot of knowledge. And I feel like if I meet her, connections that I probably can meet and go from there.
Oh, hey, that's a great answer, man. No, that's a knowledgeable answer, good answer. And then the next question, the last one before we let you go today, if you had to earn a living doing one of these two things, are we more likely to see you up on stage as one of the most popular singers in the world, or are we more inclined to see you as a male runway model styling some clothes?
Oh, wow. I may have to go with maybe not a singer, maybe more of a rapper. Because I love music and I love listening to music every day. So maybe more of a rapper over a singer. But, yeah, I think I may go that over the male model.
Excellent stuff, man. Well, hey, fabulous career. Obviously, I mean, you talked a little bit about it early in the show. I mean, you talked going from a hungry, you know, kid, undersized, and, you know, doing the things you did and carve out the career you did is obviously, you know, tremendous, tremendous career. I'm sure they're going to miss seeing you running around at Glenville State. But, again, we appreciate you joining us here today. And, hey, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. And March 5th at the Regional in Minnesota, we hope you kill it, man.
Thank you so much. You too.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Ramon Lee, the standout from Glenville State. He mentioned his 412-yard rushing game that earned him the Sports Center highlight and also the D2 Freshman of the Year back in the day. So amazing young man, and he just kind of the attributes of, you know, I think the one thing you always look at is guys continue to grow as, you know, as they get experience, and I think that goes hand in hand for his career. And he also mentioned 5'10", about 161 pounds when he got there. Now he's about 6'1", 180. And doing that training as he builds towards the next level. Again, if you want more of him, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, will be posting his bio in a few days. Can't wait to get that up. You guys are going to love seeing it. As always, I'm your show host, Mo Marchant, our great guest, Ramon Lee, here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.